Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Eclipses. Today we're talking about eclipses, as well as the domination of social media in the English-speaking realm by the United States. On the 8th of April next week, there will be a relatively long total solar eclipse lasting just under 5 minutes at totality, which will be visible over Mexico, the southern and eastern states of the US and parts of Canada. And not here, by the way, it will not be visible over the African continent. This is big news for the US, as a great many people will be able to see it. But because a lot of social media is nuts, people are saying all sorts of things about it, and this hooks into superstition, which has understandably been rife for eons about eclipses. If anyone has had the opportunity to witness a full solar eclipse, it is an extraordinary and, for most, life-changing experience. The sky gradually darkens, but not just the sky. The entire atmosphere changes for a long while before and after the light from the sun reaches us via a partial blockage by the moon, and this changes the quality of the sun's light. Everything around appears in sepia like an old photograph. Shadows are not so black. The earth goes quiet, and if you're outside of a city, there are no sounds, as animals and birds stop what they're doing and prepare for nighttime. Or perhaps they're as perplexed as us humans by this jet-black disk appearing out of nowhere, it seems, in the sky. Once the moon has covered the light from the sun completely, you see a perfect circular black hole in the sky. It is deeply disturbing and weird, even when you know what's happening and that this is a purely natural phenomenon. In fact, English is an inadequate language to express the enormity of this experience. It is truly verschrikkelijk. It's no wonder those before us who did not have the benefit of centuries of observation research instruments, not to mention the Enlightenment, were terrified and fled from the sight. Eclipses of the sun and moon are fairly frequent and these days can be accurately predicted, but this was not always the case. Here's what American social media these days is saying about the upcoming eclipse. This and other signs and wonders herald the return of OSIRIS. That apparently CERN, the particle accelerator in Switzerland, will fire up again on the 8th of April, thus opening portals for demons to get through. Also, apparently NASA is launching 3 rockets on the eclipse under a project codename which translates to the Lord of Chaos in ancient Egyptian. My favourite is that the city of Niagara, in preparation for the solar eclipse, has declared a state of emergency and has stockpiled toilet paper. Well, this isn't actually that daft, since they are expecting up to 1 million visitors during the eclipse and the town won't be able to cope. And of course, they may run out of that significant commodity, which, as we all know, those who remember the dark days of COVID, is the worst thing that can happen. I do appreciate this sentiment on social media by someone called Catherine Coldiron. I read that all the planets... Sorry, I should do an American accent here, but I mean, she may not be American. But she says, I read that all the planets will be in the sky during the April 8th eclipse, and I had a thought, what if this is the event that pushes us back into the normal timeline, the one we jumped out of when Bowie died? Yes, well, I mean, this was a significant event for me too. Perhaps Bowie will return on a white horse and bless us all with his poetry and guile. And as for all the planets being in the sky, well, I sincerely hope that all the planets will be in the sky at all times, not only during an eclipse. But perhaps Ms. Coldiron was being ironic. Just remember, when the moon passes between the Earth and Sun, it's a solar eclipse. When the Earth passes between the moon and Sun, it's a lunar eclipse. But when the sun passes between the earth and moon, it's an apocalypse. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.